there.
Yeah, no, I really enjoy it. Just trying to, let those other programs know that we think what they do is important as well. Trying to build some rapport with the coaching staffs and the other sports, and obviously they're all doing really well that they're still playing this time of year. So, hats off to Kenny and his staff, and to Chris and his team as well for what they're doing.
Second time I got a chance to meet you. First time you were actually on the television show on Out of Bounds with Tom Dorado, and I still apologize for putting you through that. But the first time you were the head coach at Oklahoma State. You came on. We were doing softball, and you came over, and we got a chance to visit with you. And that's when I learned you're actually a big baseball fan. You said that might have been your first love. Is that right?
Oh, it was definitely my first love. Grew up watching and actually, going back to the Sunday when they retired DJ's jersey.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He talked about
Did you cry?
Mattingly.
Did you cry?
I won't say that. I didn't cry. But I was. My wife was making fun of me because I was up there taking pictures of our television with my phone. And she's like, why don't you just record it? We can watch it again.
That does kind of make sense now that you think about that a little
I
bit.
I grew up watching Dave Winfield and Willie Randolph and Don Mattingly play. And then obviously Jeter and Pettit and Mariano came through with Posada, and had some really, really good times being a Yankee fan growing up.
Tell me, what kind of prowess did you have in baseball? Were you good enough to think that way?
Yeah, I think I was. I don't know if I could have made it to the majors. Really, really hard. I've got a lot of respect for the guys who do make it at that level, but I enjoy playing. I was kind of a utility guy. I was left-handed, so all I could do in the infield was play first base. I pitched a little bit, played outfield because I had some speed. I was a slap hitter. I could get on base and run real fast. I could lay down a bunt and get on base. I actually switch hit a little bit.
Is that right? Wow.
That was kind of an intriguing asset that I was able to have.
And how long did you play? All the way through high school?
I played through up until my sophomore year of high school. And
okay.
I stopped and really, really committed to basketball full time. And I tell this story all the time. My wife doesn't like it as much, but growing up in New York City, baseball is not that big a deal in youth leagues. And in basketball, everybody goes out to show up. So when I would go up and there was only like two or three people at our baseball game, and then there was a couple hundred at our basketball games, I kind of chose the popular sport a little bit more.
Well, and obviously, you look at the that side. So then you start getting into basketball. Tell us a little bit about what kind of player were you?
Basketball wise.
Basketball wise, yeah.
I was a leader. I was a point guard pretty much all my life. I was really tall when I was young and stopped growing really early. Kind of transitioned to being a point guard when I was about 12 years old. But I've always, I was left-handed, so I was one of those kids that people didn't like playing against at a young age because you don't see that many lefties. But I was always a really good defender. I was always a guy who prided themselves on being a leader of his team. Shot the ball okay, but was always really, really defensive-minded. And that's kind of
you're too humble to be a basketball player. What's up? Come on now.
I enjoyed a really good career in high school.
Yeah.
I was the all-time leading assist person in my school's history, past Mark Jackson.
Wow.
High school. Then went on and had a good college career. I only played in one NCAA tournament, so it's hard to brag too much when you didn't really get to a Sweet 16 or Final Four and really, really able to kind of carry those flags around. But I had a good career, was in the top 10 of a few statistical categories. But the most memorable moment was to have an opportunity to play in the NCAA tournament.
Those Sweet 16s are on the way.
They
and
are on
they're
the way
coming
to Stillwater.
In the future.
Absolutely.
Hey, let me ask you, again, I saw you. You had not been named the head coach very long when I had a chance to interview you that night to doing softball. And I saw a guy that I could tell the pride factor. I could tell how happy you were, how excited you were, humble with the opportunity, and we saw that in your press conference. I mean, we saw that real emotion. I'm just curious, and I don't know your parental side, but what was it like telling them, hey, I'm going to be the head coach at Oklahoma State University?
That was awesome. It's not something I really ever dreamed about growing up. I always wanted to be a coach. And when I got into college coaching, the goal was to be a head coach. And then you go through this business and you learn that it's really about the people you work with and the opportunities come when you have success. And I was very fortunate that I've had a lot of success and worked with a lot of really good people. And just to have that moment of ultimately reaching that pinnacle of our profession, which is coaching at a Power Five conference at a school with great tradition, was something I really couldn't hold back my emotion of in my press conference. But,
yeah.
You know, when relaying that message to my family, it just felt so prideful and was so thankful for them for supporting me and pushing me and giving me the opportunity to pursue all my dreams when I was younger.